Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Harold Lopez Nussa from Havana, Cuba, is a rising young star in the international jazz scene. To hear him play and to see him play is thrilling. His style reflects traditional jazz influences, but it's also infused with a distinct Afro-Cuban sound, rhythm, and energy, as you can hear. Lopez Nussa is only 30 years old, and at 22, he was already performing around the world, including at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. He's now touring the U.S. for the first time and will perform tonight at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge. He came into our studios earlier today to play. This is his composition, Timbiando. Wow, fantastic.
Thank you so much.
So that was Harold Lopez Nussa playing Timbiando, and Harold comes from Havana, Cuba, as we said. He's accompanied by his brother, Rui Lopez Nussa, on percussion. Harold, that was phenomenal. We mentioned in the introduction that to see and to hear you play is thrilling, and it really, really is.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell me something about Cuban jazz. Your playing is so distinctive. There's a rhythmic quality to it. It evokes rumba, other Cuban influences. What defines Cuban jazz?
There is a tradition of Cuban jazz piano player like Chucho Valdez, Gonzalo Rubalcaba. Before days, there are like Frank Emilio Flynn, like Rubén González, who used to play more like Cuban music, but with some influence from jazz. You know, the Cuban musician in the school, we only have like classical training. So after that, we learn a little bit from jazz, but from our friends, from the other piano.
So like you absorb it naturally,
yeah,
it sounds
yeah.
like. Yeah,
from the recording from here, from United States, for yeah. sure, for all the jazz.
I hear sort of traditional American jazz, but there's something else that's happening in your playing. There's African roots. There's something that's very Latin.
Yeah, there's a lot of Latin feeling. I think a lot of popular, like song, cha-cha-cha, and dance song. But also Afro-Cuban, also like more rumba, more things Yoruba and Abakwa, religious things. It's like everything.
Yeah, it's a mix, all mixed together.
A mix.
Well, fantastic. And as we mentioned, you're going to be at the Regatta Bar tonight in Cambridge. So, Harold, why don't you play something else for us, and then we'll talk
a little more.
Yeah,
for sure.
So tell us what you're going to play.
Footprints from Wayne Shorter.
Footprints from Wayne Shorter. Excellent. Harold, you're classically trained in piano, right? Tell us when and why you switched to jazz.
I begin with jazz like with 18 years old, 18, 19. I'm so scared to play jazz because I come from the classical music that you know everything you have to play. You know, you practice and it's all there and you have to make sure it's like the same in the score. Jazz is training, it's like another war.
Right.
You have to create in the moment inspiration. But then I go to Montreal Jazz Festival for a competition, a piano solo competition. And I won, and that's made me so a little confidence that maybe you can make not so bad jazz and you can play it a little bit. And after that changed a little bit my life, and I trying to play more and more, and it's my life.
It's
right
your
now,
life now. Yeah. What do you love about it compared to classical music? Is it freer? Do you like the improvisation?
It's very free. It's very free music. You never do the same. Yeah. You make the same songs, but never is the same. This is very exciting for me.
Yeah, I can understand. Well, you play just beautifully. Now, you come from a musical family. You're here with your brother, Rui. It was fun watching you play because there was real communication between the two. But tell me about your family, right? You grew up in a family that has a lot of musical ability and musical tradition.
Yeah, it's my uncle is a famous piano jazz player in Cuba, Hernan. And our father is also a drum player. Our mother was a piano teacher. So we grew up out in the music, going to concerts, listen a lot of music in the house. So it's very, very nice.
Harold, I'd love to ask you a little bit about the jazz scene in Havana right now. What's it like? Is it vital? Lots of people playing jazz?
Yeah, there is a lot of people playing jazz and trying to make something different. It's sometimes hard, so information, where is going in jazz in the world. But all the young people who play jazz there, they trying to get the information where is happening in jazz, in international. I mean,
so there's a desire to be in touch with the international jazz community.
And a lot with, of course, what is happening here in United States, in New York. I think we have lucky because there is a lot of piano players in Cuba who play great. And that is good for everybody because you have to try to play well. I'm happy to be with a new era of musician who play jazz there.
That's fantastic. I want to ask you one question about music and politics, maybe. Sadly, we still have this political divide between Cuba and the United States. And I'm wondering how you feel about that. And as you tour the U.S., do we Americans have a full understanding and appreciation of what's going on culturally and musically in Cuba?
Well, it's
big question, I know.
Yeah, it's complicated. You know, Cuban people love American people. There's something between Cuba and United States. There's a lot of things political. Everybody know that. But there's a kind of connection with the audience.
A human connection. Yeah.
We are very close.
Well, it's so important that you're here and so great to hear you play. And let's hope that we can build these human connections and replace the political divides much, much better. Harold, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
So you're going to play us out on one more song. Sure. Tell us what you're going to do.
Well, we're going to do, I think, Mi Son Cerrado.
Okay, song. Fantastic. We'll end today with Mi Son Cerrado from pianist Harold Lopez Nussa from Havana, accompanied by his brother Rui Lopez Nussa. He'll perform tonight at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge. You can find information and see a fantastic video shot by our own Jesse Costa of his performance earlier today at our studio. That's at RadioBoston.org.
Well, that's it for today, everybody. Enjoy summer solstice, by the way, and have a terrific weekend. I'm Megan Chakrabarty.
Yeah, happy start of summer. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.